3-0, Collins went his leading here at the half. Shook up.
I understand why.
About 30 seconds before we get started, as we mentioned, Franklin County have the football to start the second half. Probably a big drive here for both teams. Collins has really enforced their will on the defensive side of things, and I'm sure Franklin County wanted to get their offense jump started to start this second half, Scott.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. I agree with you. Go ahead. You got to keep talking, man. I'm playing a Walmart greeter over here.
And we are underway in the second half. Ball into the end zone. It'll be a touchback.
Right now, I think both teams are having trouble going the long field. You know, get the ball to 20. Is it the 20 and half? Yeah.
You know, I meant
20.
To mention, you know, Mike, not the only newly appointed coach over at Collins High School. Newly appointed freshman softball coach. None other than my main man right here, Scott Korn.
Thank you.
Now, we won't have an interview for that.
I'm ready for a press conference. Me and Mickey Parrish need to sit down and talk about some things.
Sanderson turns, pitches to Vance going around the right side. And he's hit in the backfield and will go, I think, for a short loss down around the right end.
Nice play there by Stucker. Boy, it's nice to have Zach back right there on that play at outside linebacker spot. You would maybe think a lot of difference on some of those sweeps that Spencer County ran. Spencer County is actually up on North Oldham. Last I checked was 13-0 in another big district game.
And Spencer last play went for a negative play, negative one, so it'll be 2nd and 11 from the 19. Sanderson takes a snap, looking to throw a screen pass around the right side, and it's well defensed by Collins. They got him for a loss back at the 15.
I tell you right now, it looked like to me they knew exactly what they were going to run. Because Zach came over to this side, then he ran the other side and never even went anything on those fakes.
We got a flag. I think it's going to be unsportsmanlike, and I'm afraid this one may go on Collins. And it will.
Taunting, maybe.
And that's going to be a first down. Would have brought up 3rd and 15.
Was it taunting, Doug, or what?
Yeah, just a lot of jawing going out. I'm not going to call any specific player out, but I saw it when it was happening, and it was definitely going against Collins. So Franklin County kind of got bit a little bit by penalties in the first half. Collins with a crucial personal foul penalty or unsportsmanlike penalty. 1st and 10 from the 30. Turns hands to Vance, and he's hit again at the line of scrimmage. Will struggle forward for a yard up to the 31. The middle of the Collins defense playing extremely well. As you, Scott, mentioned, they've moved to a 3-4 look. Leland Carwell playing on the nose of the football. Jacob Dale and Jalen Stone playing defensive end spots.
They really didn't like the way they played that stretch play last week. I think they tried to make some changes there.
2nd and 9. Sanderson, quick throw to Vance, and he's trying to reverse field, go to the other side. And he's big block on Zach Smith back of the 20, but Vance kept retreating.
There's another flag. Who's this flag on? This is another after the play.
And this was going to be a loss of about 15 yards on the play, but I'm afraid it might get Collins again.
It might be on 78 or whatever that number is. I don't know what he was doing that far downfield, but yeah.
And this one is dead ball on Franklin County.
I've seen the referee throw it at that number.
And this is going to back them all the way up about to the 10-yard line.
There was a lineman downfield.
Zach Smith took a big hit. But Collins, and he may be still, I think it's him, still kneeling down in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he took a blindside hit there, legal hit.
Yeah, he just turned to make a play. There was a Franklin County offensive player there and hit him hard.
And I guarantee you in the colleges or pros, they've probably been helmet to helmet because they're going to look at it 17 times.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to hit a guy like that, not making any kind of contact at all with his helmet.
Ball is going to be marked all the way back in the 9-yard line. And we'll bring up 3rd and 31. Checking on the injured player out there. But, Scott, we thought maybe halftime of the adjustments we'd see something different. But right now it's been pretty much the same what we saw the first half. Collins defensive line and linebackers really controlling the game here.
Yeah, still the same thing. You're right. Except for a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty,
really haven't had any positive yards.
None.
Zach Smith is up and making his way to the sideline.
But that now it's going to be, second and forever.
Be third and 31.
I tell you what, I was a third. It says second down on that. Is it
pretty
third
sure
down?
It's third down. Pretty sure. That was a dead ball foul. It
one thing I am
down.
Excited about coaching that freshman team. Got a hot shot freshman recruit from Shelby County coming over, so hopefully I get to coach her a little bit. It says second down on the thing, but I guess it is third down.
Yeah, it's third.
There's not going to change it.
Officials are getting together.
Third down.
You can give it all to me.
Thank you, Lizzie.
All right, third and 31, Sanderson in the shotgun. See what Franklin decides to do. And going to throw an out pattern. It's nowhere near the receiver. Up at about the 15-yard line, and Franklin County will be forced to punt it away into this wind.
And if you're Collins, you can't ask for nothing better.
I think right here, I think I might put two people back, put somebody short here, Scott, to field a really short punt the first time.
I don't know what that signal is, but I agree with you. I think I might put Pookie back there.
We'll see if they tried maybe to go after the punt.
I wouldn't do that either. I'd let them punt.
I'd play field position here, playing punt into this win. Roseberry standing back at his own 42. And ball is, I think, partially blocked and will go out of bounds at about the 12-yard line.
Zach Stucker, I believe.
Zach Stucker got a hand on it.
Yeah, like you mentioned, got to put the ball in the end zone here. With the wind, you have to make some hay here with this wind, especially this short field.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 12. Lucas looks to the sideline. Collins been down here a few times. See if they can punch it in.
I see a positive play here on first down.
Franklin County's defense has played just as well here in the first half, showing blitz right up the middle. Lucas looking. Now going to step up in the pocket and struggling forward inside the 10. Down maybe to the 9-yard line.
There was a lot of extracurricular activity going on out here.
I'm just surprised you got that out.
I tell you what, these shots at me tonight are a little bit uncalled for. That's about the third one.
Well, at least you're keeping track.
I'm going to talk to Elmer about this.
Yeah, he agreed. He said, I need to get more in.
That's what he said.
Second and 7. Ball at the 9. Lucas turns. Hands to Roseberry. Cuts it up to the 5. Still on his feet. Spins inside the 5. Down maybe to the 3. Going to be about a yard short of the first down. They'll bring up 3rd and a short 1.
I like to still see them spread them out here. Don't put that bunch package hadn't worked all night.
Go 2 back set here. Seen Franklin County get a lot of pressure in the backfield out of the shotgun straight up the middle of the field on this blitz.
Might see a little double handoff thing here with
they're showing
White.
Blitz again. Give it to Roseberry. Nashon going to get to the corner, cuts it inside. Touchdown, Titans!
Touchdown, Titans!
Roseberry, the good move, stretched it wide, then planted his foot and cut it hard up into the end zone, and Collins with the first touchdown tonight.
Big play there by Zach Stucker on the special teams, and then Nashon right there. Nice play by JR to start that drive at a scramble for about 5 yards, and Nashon did the rest.
Bruner on for the extra point. Snap back. Kick up, and kick is good. 8:32 to go in the third. Collins leads it 10-0. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let a team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans, specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming. Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Bruner's kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback. And Franklin County will start their second possession here of the third quarter from their own 20-yard line. 10-0, Collins leads it, 8:32 to go here in the third quarter. Sanderson leads the offense back out. He'll stay in the shotgun. Two receivers each side. Vance in the backfield here with Sanderson. Motion. Going to throw it wide. Good pursuit on the play by Zach Smith along with Nick Eads, and they've got him for a loss back at the 10-yard line.
I tell you what, I keep waiting for a guy to throw that ball. It looks like me every time he gets that, he wants to try to throw
it. Ran motion from the right slot to the left. Instead of going straight across the formation, he went behind the quarterback and took the pitch, but good pursuit by Nick Eads and also good pursuit by Zach Smith. Good to see him back on the field after a big hit he took.
Another, that was a flag, Dan. Another sideline warning. Shouldn't that be a penalty? Isn't the second
this
one a penalty?
This one's on Collins.
It's over a guy on the other side. Threw it. But isn't that second one a penalty?
Yeah, they're marking it off.
Oh, sorry.
Just be patient here. It's a sideline warning on Franklin County. Another five-yard penalty.
And you're right. I've had enough of you tonight already. I can already tell you.
They can spend all week with me tomorrow, too.
I ain't got to do nothing.
That'll back them up to the 5. Second and 25. Quick pass from Sanderson out. And he's hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll struggle forward over the 5, maybe to the 7-yard line. DeJuan Davis, just a quick little pass, just rises up and throws it to the short side of the field. Nothing there. And it'll bring up 3rd.
I tell you what, I've watched Hal Mummy offenses, and this looks like the one he had at that Southwest Texas State High School or whatever. There's definitely not Tim Couture in his offense.
No, it's not.
After that, now they'll probably put up. They'll probably go 95 yards.
Good call on that.
Thank you.
3rd and 23. Stay in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the wide side. Going to be a little option play. Sanderson keeps it, and he's going to be tackled from behind by Leland Carwell just over the 10, maybe up to the 12-yard line. And Collins once again will force them to punt from deep in their own end.
I think I'd go after it. This last time I told you not to, and they blocked it.
You know, even early in the season, we saw Zach Stucker get close.
And Montgomery
a lot of punts. And he got a hand on his last one. We'll see what they do here. 4th and 16. Back deep. Roseberry standing his own, or standing at the Franklin County 42-yard line. Back. And not a very good punt. It will roll out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Just a low liner that took one hop and went out of bounds. Collins in business here again. Starting on the Franklin County side of things. They'll have it 1st and 10 from the Franklin County 38. Lucas in the shotgun. Back on each side of the formation. Turns. He'll hand to Connor White. Gets through the first tackle. Trying to bust it to the outside. Leaps over a man down to about the 30-yard line.
You mentioned, you know, another one, you know, you're on me tonight, but I'm giving you credit all over the place. Connor White, you like to see him with the ball in his hands, and he's got quick feet when he gets through that line. I tell you right now, Frank County's really
a little bit rattled.
Discombobulated.
They want to take a timeout.
They're discombobulated.
5:54 to go here in the third quarter. Collins leads it 10-0. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville has the tractors that are ready to tackle tough jobs anywhere. From farms to golf courses to landscape sites, rugged Farmall C-Series tractors from Case IH have the weight and strength to handle heavy implements, and a low center of gravity makes them ride at home on hills and uneven terrain. Their low-profile design allows them to get into low-clearance areas, too. See Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville about the strong and steady Farmall C-Series tractors. Be ready with Case IH. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Second and two. Lucas and Chuck.
Ain't on fire, is it?
Nope, no. Hand off to Roseberry. Nation trying to cut it. Inside, down to the 20, down to the 15.
Woo!
Right over the man inside the 10. Collins will have it.
Woo! Oh, got a flag. Daggone it. We got more taunting again. I didn't turn on the heat. Your daddy did. He needed to check the filter before he turned it. If anybody, press box is now on fire.
Gain was good down to about the 6-yard line. We had a dead ball taunting foul on Collins after the play, so that's going to back things up to about the 21 or 2-yard line.
Is it going to be a first
and 10? It'll be first and
10. I think that's probably on Nation. He ran over a guy and kind of clapped his hands. You can't clap your hands anymore. No. I know you can't in college.
I see the fire. I see the fire department come up this way. Well, know what's going on. Somebody turned the heat on up in this place.
You need to have your furnace checked. Is this a good reminder to everybody at home? Have your furnace checked on before you turn it on? Because we just turned this one over here, and we're now smoked out of here. This looks like Bake when he's 18 getting out of a car over here.
All right, so it'll be first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Two back set, White to his right, Roseberry to his left. Takes it, he'll hand to Nation. Nation going to be caught in the backfield, and this will go for about a 5-yard loss back to the 27-yard line. Just where penalties can really catch you, Scott.
Number 17 there, yeah.
You would have had first and goal from the 6. The second and 15. Make it 16 from the 28-yard line. Pistol formation this time. Lucas with Cardwell directly behind him. Takes a handoff to Leland. Stepping up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked back at about the 32.
I don't know what that play was.
They were trying to fake a handoff, get somebody deep down the field, and just protection didn't hold up. Another 5-yard loss. Going to bring up third and a bunch. Third and 21, ball at the 33-yard line. Right here, Scott, kind of in no man's land here. Try to gate maybe 10 yards and try a field goal.
Yeah. It all depends on this play right here. Lucas
takes a snap, blitzing up the middle, gets control, now gets to the outside. Going to run it down, stumbling inside to 30, down to maybe the 29-yard line.
There's one, right there. I've been talking about JR throwing the ball on the run, when he scrambles. But I watch him. None of the receivers are really coming back to the ball.
So he's going to try a field goal. This will be a 46-yard attempt from the right hash. Bruner, we've seen with plenty of leg with the wind going in his direction. 3:45 to go in this one, or in the third quarter, I should say. Be a 46-yarder from the right hash. J.R. Lucas.
Need to get a good snap here.
Snap back. Kick is up. Going to be long enough. And good. And by plenty of distance. Probably had a good 7 or 8 yards to spare with the wind. And with 3:26 to go here in the third quarter of play, Collins has extended their lead 13-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
On the kickoff, good return this time up near midfield by Johnny Rodriguez.
Bruner didn't get all that one. The ball kind of came out of there. Johnny had a hard time picking it up back there, but once he did,
Ball will be marked just over midfield, the 49-yard line of Collins. First time tonight. Franklin County, first time in the second half, in good field position. Been buried early in this half. 3:15 to go in the quarter. Motion from right to left. They'll pitch it forward. This one goes to Kennedy. He's calling the backfield again. This one again by Nick Eads, and what a whale of a game he's playing tonight.
Have a night, young man. Have a night, as they like to say.
That'll go for a two-yard loss back to the other side of midfield, back to the 49, second and 12.
Dibbin.
What?
Got Dibbin in there?
Yeah.
All right.
Sanderson in once again. This time going to be a quarterback run, trying to get to the right side. Got room to run this time, and will finally be caught, but I think he's going to have enough for the first down inside the 40. Started out in the middle of the defense and then cut it to the right side. Finally tackled from behind by Jalen Stone. Roseberry come gingerly off the field. First and 10, Flyers from the Collins 38-yard line. Quarterback run again. Being chased by Goss. Kyle will finally get him down, but not before he gets about a five-yard gain. Goss gets up excited on the play.
I like to see a little enthusiasm out here.
That'll go for five. Be second and five. Quarterback run again. It's number three taking the snap this time. Denzel Vance. And he'll have a first down. Down close to the 25.
Frank County going a little faster here now. Found something with this quarterback run. Feel like I'm watching DJ Elliott defense here.
1:50 to go in the third quarter. Collins leads it 13-0.
A double whammy, a backup running quarterback.
The Franklin County on the move here. Vance stays. Wildcat formation, and he's hit this time.
Fumble.
The line of scrimmage. Ball's on the ground.
I think Franklin County. Oh, we got it.
It looks like Collins may have it, and they do.
Jacob Dale, I believe it is. Jacob Dale
at the bottom of the pile. Vance trying to spin in traffic, and ball just ripped out of his arms.
They could almost get Jacob Dale for unsportsmanlike. He kind of threw the ball when he got up.
So Collins very opportunistic here tonight with some turnovers. Zach Stucker credited with the fumble, causing the fumble, recovered by Jacob Dale.
It's nice to have Zach Stucker back, I'm telling you.
Boy, difference he makes. He and Nick Eats both have played really well tonight.
As Coach Lucas has mentioned, when you lose one, it seems like we have to move three different people around, and now everybody's back. All 11 guys are playing their natural position, and it shows here tonight.
Nashawn Roseberry still on the sideline in front of us, having his right leg worked on. You got Cardwell Leland in the game with him. They'll hand to Connor White instead. Connor hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll struggle to get maybe back to the line. 1:08 to go here in the quarter. And they did go for no gain. 13-0. Collins leads it.
I don't know what Nashawn, what they're doing over here. Can't tell. Two or three people around him.
Same formation for Collins. He'll turn, he'll hand to White again. Connor trying to get to the outside and will be tackled at the line of scrimmage again, this time by Zach Janka. Good play by him from his defensive position. Playing outside linebacker there for the Flyers. And with 25 seconds to go, I think Collins will have to run a play here before the quarter ends. Third, maybe actually go for a loss in the last play. Third and 11. Lucas in the shotgun takes a snap. Fumbled it to start with. Got plenty of time. Looking how he's going to run with it. Cuts it up in the middle of the field. He'll be short of the first down. Tackled just short of the 35-yard line. But that will be the last play of the third quarter. When we come back, Collins will have to. And look, Collins going to take a timeout to punt this one away. I guess it won't be the end of the quarter.
Punt went the wind.
So with 1.5 seconds to go, Collins will use their first timeout
kind
of the second half.
Probably a smart play, really. I mean, it all depends on if you're going to use that. The way Collins' luck's going this year, they probably need a timeout late. But, the wind is a huge factor out here tonight.
Well, we've seen the struggles that Franklin County had from punting from that end of the field, so it might be a good decision. Franklin County will send back number seven, Johnny Rodriguez, back to field this one. He's standing at his own 35-yard line.
Johnny showed us some returnability on that last kickoff.
Like Clark Kellogg here.
spurt ability. Funkenkine does have spurt ability, so you got to watch the offense here in the fourth quarter.
Back to Bruner. He'll get the punt off. And Rodriguez will take it his own 30.
Blocking the back. How is that not a block?
Rodriguez
in the back.
Still retreating, trying to get to the right side.
How is that not a block in the back?
This one's going to come back. Got a block in the back, back at about the 35-yard line. He'll finally be pushed out of bounds.
This guy threw his block in the back penalty like 6 minutes late back here.
Got two flags on the play.
We got 17 blocks in the back, I think.
That will take us to the end of the quarter, but let's see for the official call. Both flags, one lane at the 31, one lane at the 34-yard line.
That was definitely a block in the back there where he caught it. I don't know why it took so long to throw it.
So it will be a block in the back on Franklin County. Mark the penalty off, but that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Collins leads it here 13-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays? Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's, during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's four chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend,
and your daughter's first musical recital, head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.